You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
You do.
He's on it.
I thought you were on it, too, a little earlier.
Well, I wasn't actually on it, but...
No, near it.
Near it.
Or looking for it,
close
maybe.
To it.
Not quite on target, you know.
Oh, it was on target.
Oh, there we go.
I'm really tired now.
Okay, so, like, we've got... Now what we've got in the background going on, right, is we hooked up...
Yeah, I noticed. What's this new toy?
We hooked up Christy's
iPod
to the TV, and now they're going through alphabetically to find a good song. I mean, it's just like the kickest thing, because you can hook an iPod
up. The kickest thing?
Yes. I dig it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I heard Poison on there a second ago, and I was like, oh, we got to end that quick. You guys were playing Poison.
That was one of her playlists.
Oh, it's on. So by offending that playlist, I'm offending somebody because it's their playlist.
Yes.
They got like a rock a bus or something. Don't they love bus or some stuff going on right now? So
it's insane. It's insane. Hey, who do we got on the other mic now?
Sean's here.
Hey!
Sean and Lee, Christopher Burris.
We've had a lot of people like, hi, Sean.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Ghost Man of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. This is the Ghost Man, Sean B. I'm so happy to be here.
Drove all the way up here to visit us.
Yeah, MPI is here too.
I drove all the way up here to be with you. I drove all the way up here to be with my family from Ghostly Talk Radio. That's for sure. For their 7-year
anniversary. Yeah, MPI didn't drive 5 hours.
Yeah, they drove 5 minutes.
No,
there goes the power.
Yeah.
No, what? That's okay.
You just shot off the board.
Yeah.
You realize you just killed the board?
Oh, well, you know, it was
why
a good show.
It
was a good show while it
I can still hear myself, but the board's dead now.
You still talk?
She's smart.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you.
That's a smart one.
You had that, but you had that deer in headlights look for a second.
Don't talk about deer. I can too.
But wow. I gotta say, you guys know how to party. You guys throw it way out. I've been
there ain't no
second,
party like a Detroit party.
This is my second anniversary party. I did not get beaten up going through Detroit. And,
but you didn't have to go
through
Detroit.
I did get detoured. Yeah,
because you drove through it. You didn't stop.
I drove through it in the Indiana Cobalt, and we made it safely to where.
Well, that's
we
what Detroit is. Is one big
Chesterfield.
We are at the Bear Den of Chesterfield.
We are.
And they have detours for regular roads. That's one thing I noticed. I saw a sign. I was heading up 94 yesterday, and I saw the sign that said detour I-75 North, and I'm like, I don't want to take any more detours down here because I've been through the horror of a Detroit detour. So I'm like, I'm just going to take 94 all the way up here to get me home. But I looked at the detour, and it was the regular road.
Yeah.
It was the exit that you would normally get on there, but they put detour on it, which scared the hell out of me.
Because you're thinking, have I always taken this detour?
No, I'm going to end up in a neighborhood somewhere cutting through, you know, and I've done it, and I'm done with that.
Oh, you mean down there in Dearborn.
Now, you know, I got to say one thing, guys, that I've made my observation at the 7-year anniversary party at Ghostly Talk Radio is that you guys are reading listeners' comments that they've been writing in the show, and the Ghostman Demon Hunter show gets one comment. And it's usually you suck. So it's, remember,
that's
you can send those to ghostanddemon.com, guys. So,
our comment number 5 is you suck, and we're hoping not to get to that one.
Right.
So.
Well, you know, we do what we can.
Yeah, well, we've been very lucky over the last 7 years that the public has been rather kind to us.
The public.
They've been pretty merciful on us, I think, as far as our antics and
And time has too, Scott Elkins.
They're playing Queen now.
Time's doing pretty good, too. You look pretty buff.
Thank you very much.
We have to have an anniversary party every week. I've not been pampered as much as I have at this party. Mm-hmm. I feel like a queen.
So do I.
I feel like a queen, too. Yes.
I've been massaged. Plus, people, Wayne of MPI.
Yeah, give the shout out. Give the shout out there.
Metro Paranormal Investigator.
Got his hands in
the shirt. Hey, Scott, that's something that's been said in the past from this group, a debauchery. And that's what's happening right now.
Yes.
It's a
drug.
Oh, you know what?
I think your septum.
I'm sorry. I brought that up. Sort of.
Thank you.
Septum.
One of the things.
Or is this your septum? I don't know.
It's just so humorous, Scott.
Sternum, that's it. I need a sternum massage. Thank
God,
are you a nurse?
Offended, yes. For me.
No, I'm not offended.
You know, but hey guys, have we talked anything about, it seems like everybody nowadays is trying to save these paranormal hotspots. Everything's going down right now. Everybody's wanting to tear down these old...
Is this your question for us, Sean?
I got a question. I'm going to make it up as I go right now.
All right, go for it.
Drinking the Shock Top beer, and that's coupled with the Amber. But I have a hard time talking into this microphone. I don't know why. But,
you know, you'd rather swallow it.
Everybody's trying to. I do. Everybody's trying to save a paranormal hotspot right now. Do you notice that pattern? It seems more and more these places are being torn down.
Well, wow, there is a lot of noise around here.
Yeah.
What? Okay. And well, I know what you're talking about, and there are a lot. I think a lot of these places that people are actively, you know, protesting, literally protesting, to save and not be bulldozed.
Right.
I think a lot, all of them actually are all Yeah.
Historic Fort Wayne, Detroit.
Well, Well, there you go. That's a perfect example.
Right.
And places all over the country, though.
If they don't make enough money to keep the thing going. Someone's going to want to put a Walmart there.
They're going to put a Walmart there.
And that's exactly what happened in Indianapolis to the state, what is it?
Central State Hospital.
Central State Hospital.
Absolutely. Which we all took a tour of before they got rid of it.
I
don't know if that was legal or not, but
it
was legal.
Yeah. Well, the thing
is, legal.
I mean, 1 minute I'm sitting there talking with a police officer saying, sure, not a problem, have a blast.
Right.
And then the next minute I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Get your buddies. Yeah. I'm like, get my buddies.
Get your buddies. Well, they're in the basement, sir. It's in Central State.
I don't know where they are. I think they're on the ground.
God,
they're not in that building.
We went out to haunted Central State Hospital. Troy Taylor's wrote books about it. It's a very haunted location. It used to be an old mental hospital in central Indianapolis. And we had Bonnie and another person.
Running from dogs?
Went around the corner, and they were looking, and all I heard was, rum, 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 rum. And I heard Bonnie. I'd never seen her run so fast. Remember that? It was like she was gliding on air going, Sean, what was I going to do? What was I going to do? Eat the dog?
I wasn't hollering for you.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You hollered for me many, many nights.
Yeah, but not that night.
Well, it's something that's going on, though. I know.
They tore that down, Scott. That's gone.
They tore it down?
They're tearing it down right now. It's done.
Well, it's a shame. It really is a shame because... I don't think there really is a lot of science behind this. There's not much to be said except these are historic locations, and everything's going to be turned into a strip mall now. You know, it's crap, and there's no individuality in this country anymore. Everything has to be uniform and the same. And while that works in some situations, it's crap for others.
Absolutely.
And that's obvious. So all these people that are out there doing this, I tip the hat and give you 10 points because.
Well, I remember last time we all went through Gettysburg, they're trying to put in a casino.
Yeah,
out there.
That
Remember
was
that?
The big talk about
yeah.
that. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, the capitalists, whatever you want to call, them, I'm not going to sit here and throw up a picket sign, but they're going to go wherever people are at.
Absolutely.
I don't know where.
You can't turn a historic battlefield into a casino.
No, that would absolutely be sacrilege.
Where do we draw the line?
The person that draws the line has the most money.
Fort Mifflin. That's been the newest one.
But the just think about that. The person that draws the line has the money.
Absolutely.
They're the ones. They I hate to say it. They call the shots.
Yep.
You know, and the only thing most people can do is step up and say, you know what? You know, you can protest and raise hell and do everything you can. And I see people doing that. What's one of the few decent uses, I think, of places like MySpace and things like that, is you can get information out to a lot of people in a short amount of time.
Right.
So, no, that's a big thing.
So, you know, you got radio shows such as the one that you have here, Ghostly Talk, 7 years, big night for you guys. And you guys have always backed the paranormal community and have helped out in numerous situations. You guys have showed up in different places, different times, promoted things. And, you know, it's just amazing that they're getting rid of things the way they are. I don't think we can stop it. I really don't, unless you have the money.
I think some places are going to stay. You know, I hope the majority of them do. But unfortunately, there are going to be some of these historic locations that we're talking about. They're going to fall victim.
You know, because I'm a dad. I want my kids to be able to go to the places that we're going to now and check out for ghosts. I want them to walk in our footsteps.
Okay. So there's a good example right there. And it's really a matter, I guess, you know, I wish I, you know, doing the show, I know Doug and I, we've discussed this, it's just doing the show, you become a jack of all trades, master of none, pretty much.
Right.
And that's one of those things that I see people doing, and that's great.
Right.
You know, all we can do is help spread the word here.
Now, did we get to the news story this week? I brought it up to you earlier. There, but I don't know if we...
One thing that the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show has. Ghostly, like, we have Bonnie Bent, right? Bonnie Bent does the paranormal news on Ghostly Talk. And it's phenomenal. It is really, really good. But we don't have the perspective that you guys have.
I know.
Because you guys bring up a topic, and it's always really interesting.
Really, really interesting.
It's always offbeat and really fun. and then you guys talk about it a little bit.
Right. It takes a lot of downtime and a lot of smoking of the nutmeg.
Yes.
Hence, D&D is interesting. Ghostly Talk sucks. Thank you.
Exactly.
Good night.
No, exactly. Ghostly Talk is number one, baby.
You guys also...
That's what I always say about the Ghostman Demon Hunter show. We use I can't say it on here. We use Ghostly Talk stuff. That's how we produce our show, through Ghostly Talk.
So I have a question. Is Gore Girl a free agent now? Can we bid on her?
You know, I don't know if the attorneys will let me talk about that right now. We're kind of in...
I'm waiting for a shot.
We have cut back to an hour with our show. Yeah. That's not going to last. It just finished.
I mean, yay!
It's just
I'm hoping for Gore Girl. That's what I'm hoping for.
Right,
right. Yeah.
We had some stuff going on right now. A lot of stuff going down. So we cut back to an hour.
You know, the only reason Gore Girl couldn't be here tonight to celebrate our 7th anniversary.
Chicago, Windy City, baby.
Yes.
She's actually in Florida.
She went down to Florida. And I was ready to go with her. I'm like, that's it. I'm just going to go find her. I'll just fly to Florida, rent a car, and wander around looking for her.
You know,
and that's what I was going to do.
Gigi started with the Ghostman Demon Hunter show, but she has her own.
Yes, the Gore Girl Variety Hour.
Variety Hour, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't know the website, but...
It's on Blog Talk.
Just Google.
Yeah, if you go to Blog Talk and do Gore Girl, it'll pop right up. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what I'm here
and
for tonight...
And I've been known to be in the chat room there, by the way, during
absolutely.
The show.
But what I'm here for tonight is, I'm proud to say that I call myself a friend of Ghostly Talk Radio. You guys have done so much. I mean, I remember... Guys, 6 years ago, because I worked the graveyard shift.
Yeah.
When I get off, setting upstairs, playing video games, listening to the archives of Ghostly Talk Radio. I remember doing that, guys. This is before I got into radios, before I got into doing all the conferences, all that stuff. And you guys really, really, I'm drunk, so the words escape me. But you really, you really helped me want to get into radio and do what we do today. Because you guys have just been great. You've done so much for the paranormal community, and I wish you guys another 17 years. How about that?
Well, you know, a lot of my best memories are ghost hunting with you, Sean.
Yeah.
And
his best vacation is with you.
let's talk about that, Doug.
Yes, let's talk all about the vacation of my life. The one that Bonnie wasn't on. That one. Yeah.
Stacey Kay's taking pictures of me by the microphone. You
there's
guys will get that.
Right,
hey,
it's
Mini Burris is in there
now. We got the baby 3 months away. Addie. That's the first time I said the name on air.
Wow.
Welcome.
You named her after a venomous snake?
I don't know, but that was my great-grandmother.
Well, that's one of the nicknames of the puff adder.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be Addie...
Pit Viper.
Addie Lynn Burris. And that's going to be the newest to the Ghostly Talk, Ghostman Demon Hunter Show family.
Wow, that's right. Addie Lynn.
Why are you raising your eyebrows?
So you guys will hear her in the background on many a broadcast.
Yeah. Addie Lynn got colic. That's it. What are we going to do?
Maybe we'll have to do a whole show.
Well, it's
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear her voice. I can't wait to see her. I can't wait to
Don't say that. I'll be there.
Lynn. You know I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what, guys? It is an honor. I know I've said it one. I'm going to say it one more time. It is an honor because, like I said, I grew up, I guess, in the paranormal community, listening to you guys, and before I even could call
you. And then
you guys,
got on TV
because yeah.
you were on you
I'm
were
proof negative.
Yeah, you were Mr. Proof Negative,
and you guys still kept me as a friend. That's amazing.
Yes.
You guys
we couldn't help
me.
It. You won us over with your
it's
charm.
Because you're hot.
I was the only guy going. Yes, I believe this place is haunted. And then all of a sudden it said, proof negative.
Thanks.
And you guys still accept it.
You're like, thanks, Amanda's happy.
It's the jackass of roars.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, it's been fun doing this thing. We you know, that's obvious. I think that the landscape's a lot different than it used to be doing this thing. It's a bit different.
Yeah,
I think we've been pretty vocal this year about it, too, about how our opinions on this and how we feel. And I love picking my nose in front of people.
No, I love it. I love
it. Itching and driving
Sling it at me, man.
It's a definitely
right.
a different or landscape.
Something in my nose.
You know, and I know we come into this year frustrated. I know I did.
It was just confetti.
I'm always frustrated.
You guys been in the game for a while.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You
and,
look frustrated.
You know,
nobody's playing with your hair. Wayne... Hair,
I'm
right
not making
now,
any points
duty.
Tonight.
Okay.
Forget it.
Hit the point.
He's telling
that
jokes
that
joke
one.
So
yes, Bonnie's hairy chest. You've got to go for it right now.
I want to hear this one. I want to hear this.
Oh, no. You all set?
Yeah.
Go on. No, it's definitely different just in the last couple of years. Things are a lot different. And which, you know, I know in our conversations, you know, with Ghostly Talk here, it's made us just want to keep doing the show more, just to kind of be on the thorn in the side of the. You know, let's be frank. I mean, we talked about the paranormal state people earlier, and you know the other shows and whatnot, and you know,
everybody's got a pilot right now.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy being. Yeah. I really kind of enjoy being thorn in their side sometimes. You know, we're not. What's that? We're not the type of people that go out and like pick fights with people or anything like that. That's not what we do, but we can voice our opinions, and you know, I think we've been pretty vocal about that this year about what we feel. And I can't, you know, being a thorn in people's side is, you know, being honest about things.
Right.
Well, that's the way it works in this field. That's when you're a thorn, and that's what it seems like the issue is now, is that when somebody actually steps out and says, "Dude, I'm calling shenanigans on this thing," you know.
Right.
That everybody comes out of the woodwork, you know, and I thought that's what we were here to do was to ask questions,
right.
You know, and it seems like what's kind
well,
of, what, go ahead.
And I want to give props to the people who do. I mean,
there's a lot of people out there that are doing that.
The divas, right, who are on the same network. And
yeah.
Go ahead, Doug.
And GHI, They're out there. They're watching. They're making sure that things are getting known.
And there's a lot of other people out there, you know. And that's not taking sides in anything.
I think it's
a good healthy dose of both sides.
Well, some of the stuff that they do is, you know, it goes a little overboard, but it needs to be put out there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if it's overboard and you're like, okay, well, you know, that's a little overboard. I'm gonna go to the next topic, and you go to the next blog or the next post, right? And the thing is, there's information in every single one of them.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it's really good information. These are people who spent, you know, time and effort looking into these things, and they blog about it. And then, of course, the analysis may or may not fit in with your worldview. Doesn't matter. You got to take in the information. You got to make up your mind for yourself. And make up your mind for yourself. Don't, listen to the Ghost Stevens, but don't don't take everything they say as gospel. Listen to Ghostly Talk. Don't take everything that's said on our show as gospel.
Absolutely not.
Listen to anything, but don't take it all as gospel.
I will
learn and grow. That's it.
I will have to say one thing that I learned from Ghostly Talk Radio. I'm giving you guys a lot of props tonight. It is your anniversary. But it's true. It's true. You know, I learned how to broadcast from you guys mostly, Dougie and Scott and Bonnie, and listening and watching and knowing how you guys are. And you guys taught me as a broadcaster that we open up a thing for people to come in and be able to speak their mind and tell us what's going on without criticizing everybody. Let them.
I don't think you have to.
Right, well, absolutely. And that's what I learned from you. You don't have to.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes
it's difficult. Yeah. I think even tonight we've criticized some people.
Well,
they have. But somebody asked our opinion on it, and
you gave your opinion.
We gave our opinion on it. You know, you get to a point with this thing, you know, where you do sometimes have to voice your opinion. And by voicing your opinion, you might take a side on an issue.
Well,
you know?
a party atmosphere like this.
Yeah.
It's a good place to voice our opinion.
the one thing that I've
seen, a good place to voice your opinion. On Ghostly Talk itself, on the 3-hour show that we normally do, not the right place to, diss anybody.
No.
Because the Ghostly Talk show is about listening to
everything.
No,
we let people like Odorous Urungus do that.
All right.
Yeah.
The one thing I do got to say.
It's not about us.
No,
it's about our guests when we're on the show.
That's right. Forum to speak your mind. That's right. And that's what Ghostly Talk has taught, I think, a lot of us out there in the paranormal community, that your guests should be able to speak their mind, right or wrong. No matter what your opinion is, you should be able to listen to what the guest has to say and draw our own conclusions.
You wouldn't even believe the very first time that we had Gregory on. Mick and Sylvie Avery, okay, who are now two of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah.
Never met them, but they've been on Ghostly Talk, 3, 4, 5 times?
Something like that, yeah.
And they said, okay, now, you know, Mick is going to go into trance and he's going to channel Gregory. And, of course, we're sitting around, at the time it was a speakerphone, right? We're sitting around a card table with a speakerphone in the middle of it. We're thinking, oh, my gosh, what the heck?
And I can remember the looks on your guys' faces.
You have?
I wasn't part of the show then.
Yeah.
But I would just show up and stalk you guys.
Right, stalker time.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. I was the support hoe then. But,
wow.
I can remember the looks on all of your faces.
I know, we were...
That show, I'll never forget it.
What in the heck is going on, you know? And then Gregory came into our headphones, right into our brains that way. And he was... this is a personality from the afterlife that Mick Avery channels. And he was so congenial and so friendly and so informative and so interesting that we were absolutely blown away. Our expectations were not met, thankfully, because we expected it to be hilariously, you know, silly.
Yeah.
What we got was the most one of the most intelligent, one of the most interesting shows that we've ever done. And then what happens is we've invited them back. And they've been happy to come back because of the response that Ghostly Talk listeners give them.
Right.
Hopefully, Ghostly Talk listeners go to some of their classes or at least follow their website and what Gregory has to say. I know that I'm fascinated, absolutely fascinated and honored every time that we get to talk to Gregory.
Yeah, he's always cool to talk to.
Appearances are sometimes, even our own, you know, what we think is going to happen, and we're pleasantly surprised quite often. And then quite often sometimes we're, you know, it goes the other way. But this time, that time, is one time where somebody totally blew us away. Why am I talking about them?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't remember what we started with, but I do I need another
drink. Drink another beer, Doug.
I need another drink.
Get a shot over here.
But I'm telling you but that's the thing. I mean, who knows? The next paranormal show that's on TV.
Absolutely.
The next podcast that comes out.
Nobody knows.
Anything could absolutely blow your mind. you don't know that. Just because Paranormal State sucks, just because the ghost hunters always find
there
all kinds of things, just because Most Haunted is really good entertainment, you know, doesn't mean that you're not going to all of a sudden get a you know, something fabulous. And yeah. So keep looking for it.
Right.
And that's part of what we're doing.
You know,
that's part of why we've been here for 7 years going on or doing our eighth year.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful. And the one thing I got to say, just real quick, guys, and you know what? When did it become a shame to give kudos to somebody that's been in the paranormal field for too long? You know, it's almost like people don't want to take... They don't want to take the compliments that come in. And I want to give you guys one more. And I've had people come up to me. I've only been broadcasting for 2 years, a little over now. And people have said, you know, how do we start? How do we do this? And I said, well, on the technical end, I don't know. But, you know, if you want to talk about talking to guests and stuff like that, you need to go check out Ghostly Talks Archives. And I did. I've told many people that. Listen, see how they interview, see how it's just like a big open community. Come in, have a beer, sit on the couch, and let's talk ghosts, guys. And that's why I give you guys kudos, because it's been that way for 7 years. You haven't changed. There's so many shows out there that have changed, and they've got criticism. They've changed their direction real quick, and you guys
well,
have
you can't do that.
You can't do it.
You can't do that, and I don't want to see... If you're changing because... You know, and look, we've gotten plenty... I said a few minutes ago that, you know, the public has been very merciful on us, and to the greater degree they have.
But see, I don't think of them as the public. I don't think of listeners as the public.
I think of the peasants that listen to our show.
Yes. Oh, no,
scum of the earth that listen. No,
I think you've got
the
it
field
wrong.
Hands.
I think of the people who listen to our show as people exactly like us.
Yeah.
Because who the heck are we? No,
it's the public.
You know, nobody.
It's the public.
Right.
Nobody.
Right. That's it. You've got it, Pony. I mean, we are just a couple of people who sat down in my basement.
All right, for God's sakes, I retracted, all right? Okay, here.
Scott L. retracted his
face. Just exactly like us. We've obviously built an infrastructure now, but we are them, and they are us,
no,
and that's why
cool.
I love the conference.
Because
I get to meet.
The people that are nice enough to listen to our show.
I need another drink. That's
you know,
bad.
You know, to be honest with you, well, it's been about 2 years now that we've known each other. To be honest with you, I don't know how we came in contact with Doug.
It was at a bar.
I wasn't part of that.
He was in a bar.
You know,
we were in the bathroom.
It's been pretty cool. I mean, cause you guys are just, you know, a bunch of regular people.
Right. Joe's, man.
You know, we share a common interest. And I remember, you know, Doug coming out to us, you know, coming out to
him. That was
with
back when you guys didn't hang out with me and Bonnie Scott.
Yeah, Bonnie was a little upset.
I always hung out with my father.
Well, this was Doug's other friends we knew about.
I was, you know, it was...
For me, coming from the outside, as far as our relationship went, it was, you know, okay, this guy Doug from Ghostly Talks coming to, you know, hang out at the locker room with us. Okay, cool.
And he's pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug, Sean, great guy.
The point I was going to make on that, though, was that the people... Sorry. Okay, I'll repeat. The people nice enough to listen to Ghostly Talk.
Right.
Have been pretty
Which is
kind
pretty much
to
everybody.
Yes,
years.
That is true.
That doesn't mean we have not taken our share of a constructive, which
plenty.
We really welcome.
We've had unconstructive.
If you knock
criticism
that thing over one more time. You know, but we have taken we've taken some beatings too. Which we welcome.
I've taken many.
Because we're pretty good with that.
Oh, no, not those.
I've got to join in on some of those.
No, I mean because of the show.
But that never altered what we were doing, though.
No.
You see, it never altered what we were doing. Now, we've taken constructive criticism, though, and we've done this.
We have.
Someone make comments and we're about something, and we go, okay, yeah, you know what? Let's think this thing through. But if somebody contacts us and he goes, "You guys suck and you're stupid," we go,
next.
"Well, good. We'll go listen to somebody else then. We don't really care."
I had a fellow write to me and say, "You know what? Ghostly Talk totally sucks, and I'm never going to listen to it again. And I'm going to tell all my friends not to listen."
Good.
To it.
Have a good day, sir.
And I bandwidth because we're paying for it.
I said, "Good day, sir."
No. I thought about it, and I'm thinking, you know. Yeah. I know that Ghostly Talk isn't for everybody. I know that my show isn't for everybody. Ghostman and Demon Hunter, while fabulous, is also not for everybody. Some people like...
Drunken rantings aren't for everybody?
I like it.
I do. I like it, too. But I think the Gore Girl Variety Hour, now that is for everybody. But everything else isn't for everybody.
My God, Doug, did you sign a contract with GT before you came on the air tonight?
Really I've got her on
corporate sellout speed dial.
No,
you guys keep
are
rolling with this.
We don't need to take a break, do we?
No, we don't. We're doing good.
Let's keep it going.
I'm
going to really start bitching here in a second, so I want to keep the fire going here.
But I've gotten the I know the Ghosty Talk isn't for everybody, and I know that. But there is going to be a show out there. I think there's going to be a show out there that is for you. Somebody who does get guests on that you like. Somebody who does do a format that you like. And so I emailed the guy back, and I said, okay, Ghosty Talk's not for you. It's not a problem.
So piss off!
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I said, damn,
we can say piss on the air.
Bitch! Fly!
You just opened up a whole other genre for me, Scott L.
I actually wrote back, and I talked with you about it. I don't email a lot.
Right, right.
But I emailed back, and I said, look, I know Ghosty Talk's not for you, obviously, but I don't want you to give up on...
Is that like when I tried to contact...
Cable just tried to get away from me.
Is that like when I tried to contact you six years ago with all these Gettysburg pictures and stuff, and you finally wrote me back and said, wow, that's cool. Was that it?
When you first started emailing me, I'm like, yeah, whatever, oh my God.
That's what we always responded with people is... And we've always responded the same way when somebody really hit us with that and said, you guys suck and I want you guys to die horrible deaths.
Yeah, burning.
We said, well, obviously Ghostly Talk isn't for you.
Right, and that's true. Right. I mean, Ghostly Talk's not for you, and that's fine.
Please seek Prozac from your physician.
Thank you.
I always said, but you please don't give up on podcasting. Don't give up on other shows. There are other people out there doing independent media that might be for you.
Yeah.
Try them all. And if they're not for you... Make your own.
Right, absolutely.
And send me the link. I will subscribe. That's how I learned about something Detective Dragons. It's on my iPod. I've got to get it.
Detective Dragons?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You've got to hear these. These are so insane. They're absolutely awesome.
What about that one we used to listen to all the time?
International Detective Dragons.
Who was the one guy? Captain Howdy or who was he?
I think that's what it is.
Who was the one guy that we used to listen to?
Mr. Poof! Mr. Poof was hilarious.
He should have been Paranormal Broadcast.
Bonnie never appreciated Mr. Poof. I don't know why.
Great. Mr. Poof was cool.
I peed my pants.
I would rather watch Paranormal State than listen to him.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Poof, one time he set up this thing where he was kidnapped. I mean, he wasn't really, but he was saying if he were kidnapped. And then he was going to get killed and stuff. And then his body, like, totally mutilated and cut into parts. He doesn't want it put into a bag that you get from, like, you know, a drugstore. He wants to be put in a Gucci or something. And I thought, oh, my God, this guy is hilarious. And,
you know,
and we've had him on the show.
He said that on a Gucci bag.
Yeah.
They probably put him in a Gucci bag in somewhere Kentucky.
Exactly. He's like, well, no, he said the horror would be if they put me in a dime store bag. I want to be in a Gucci.
Cut me
and I'm like, oh, this guy is so funny, and he doesn't even know it.
Man.
And, I mean, he's just so genuine and so funny. And Bonnie never got that. But, see, so Mr. Poos isn't for Bonnie.
And once Bonnie don't get it, she don't get it.
She needs a shot. She needs a shot.
So, basically, the point...
Shot of triple sec. Oh,
no. You know, I'm afraid to say anything about Paranormal State because you never know who's going to have something else come up that might stink more. So, you know.
It would take a lot. It would take a whole lot.
It would.
I'll deal with that. I can run with that. No, I think what it comes down to is just what, like Doug said, and we've done this in the past. You know, if it isn't for you, that's cool. That's fine. Go find something that is for you. That's cool. And I, myself, read every email I get.
So
yes,
do
I. Yes, you do.
This will drive you insane.
Scott L. at ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to write out your menu that you ate that day. He will read it.
And I'll go, that's, you know, really cool.
You know what's amazing?
Rock!
Is when you see two people in the chat room, and then you get an email from the United Kingdom that says, you guys rock. You're like, wow, I wish that was in the U.S. You know, that'd be awesome if we were big here, but it's usually overseas for us. So,
now, Scott,
if you guys are,
you have great accent.
If you guys are fans of my show, tune in the U.K.
Chris, you wanted to say, like, seven or ten things while I was on my rant or whatever.
Like,
and do you remember what you were going to say? I totally apologize.
Well, I just mean to say, you know, Scusi Talk might not be for everybody, but you know what? It is independent broadcasting. It's your opinion.
That's a really big
about the
smile.
Entire community, and this is what it is.
It's sawdust on the floor, baby.
Yeah, take it for what it is.
Everybody gets a prize.
You know, go ahead, listen to it. If you don't like it, go ahead and turn it off.
Yeah, that's fine. And that's really what it's all about.
Actually, what it is, a bunch of ghost hunters got together and made a kick. Can I say? Okay. Kick donkey's rear end. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's a bunch of ghost hunters that got together and they do this, and you guys kick tail, baby, and keep doing it. Rock on.
Oh, yeah. I don't really. We're just going to keep doing the show when we've had many a conversation. Where we decided, like, okay, you know, there have been conversations where we thought, okay, maybe we should fold this thing over. I think we've done everything we want to do. And then, you know, like, why? What's the point? What's the why? I kind of enjoy, you know, doing this show still. I know Doug does. We all have a great time doing it. So what? Why?
It's good times.
But we have said, and I'll stand by this too, that, you know, there may be someday where we go,
it's enough.
We've done enough. But it's going to be on our terms. That's the whole point of this conversation. Is just that.
So what do we think? Another 7 years?
Oh, another 7 days, and we're out.
Seven.
I'm tired of this crap.
I'm thinking 7 hours. I'm done.
Yeah. No. But it'll be on our terms always, and that's the point we've always made. When people ask me,
Rebel Radio.
When people ask me questions, like, well, you know. So, hey, Scott, yo, when are you guys going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone? I'm like, what?
Next month.
What? You know? No, it just doesn't matter, especially now, even at this point in the game. To this point, I'm even more to the point where it's like, you know, I care about the show. And I know Doug does, I know Bonnie does, and we care about the show itself, the show. We don't care about, you know, and it's a part of everyday life, but what we don't care is about the politics. There's a lot of it out there now.
The politics?
Oh, yeah.
Don't care. I don't care. And anybody out there, you know, if you've talked to us, you know how we work.
Wow.
And I don't care about the politics.
Are you going to finish this one?
No,
like,
I don't
want to
deal with it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, but we'll do.
Listen, you're
Let
taking
the brawl
my
begin.
Cigarette.
Hey, wait, squeeze them a little bit.
Yeah, it's about that.
But we just don't care about
that.
And we'll do what we got
to
do here.
That's a good word to get on the air.
I don't really know any other way to exclaim that.
Do you remember the last
thing
we were on where you were totally intrigued by the supernatural, like a ghost hunt or something like that? I mean, how long has it been? I mean, since I got with the radio, it's been whispers was like three months ago for me. But, I mean, we don't get to go out on the – I don't get to go out on the ghost hunt.
Not as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, not as much as I'd like to.
But see, that's what Ghostly Talk and the Ghostman Demon Heart Show and some of these other paranormal podcasts, I can't mention them, I don't know them all because there's a trillion of them, but, well, you know, the thing I got to say is that's where it is. That's the secret, the sawdust of the paranormal community. Do you guys remember standing in the cemetery at 1 o'clock in the morning doing EVP? That's where it starts.
Yeah.
And we've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from that, and everybody
well,
wants
really
to know
has
how they
got,
can get
well, up. Because everybody's on MySpawn now.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's be frank.
Yeah. Well, I found a way to go into
the cemetery. This hasn't been said before.
I found a way to go to the cemetery and be on MySpace, Scott.
So. Yeah, you're
it works.
Okay, how many ghost hunting teams that are out there that are actually spending all their time in MySpace not doing serious investigations, Scott?
What's that?
How many ghost hunting teams are out there that are actually on MySpace all day trying to perform this?
I have no idea any numbers.
I mean...
Wait, you're not hearing it.
Whoa!
All right.
Well...
It looks like they're starting up the Rock Band game pretty soon.
How many teams are out there that are trying to promote themselves on MySpace, which, don't mind me, is a good thing. However, but if you're not going out and seriously investigating, what good's it going to do? You have to build yourself as a...
What happened to the good old days where you don't seriously investigate, though? We just go out with a tape recorder and go, hey, is anybody here? And the
you know, and you know, and I you know what's interesting? What you just said, Ghost Hunter, is that...
Ghost Man!
God, I'm leaving. Man! What?
What's your name, Bill?
Who the heck are you?
What?
Listen, Fred.
Myself.
I was just saying. That's what we did in on that trip that Bonnie, the best vacation of the year.
Yes,
we had no plan.
Mm-hmm. No plan.
We had we had equipment, but we had no plan.
Is that a lot of Pennsylvania beer?
We had a lot of Pennsylvania beer. And we go, we just went out.
Yep.
Turned on our equipment and asked questions.
Barlow's
Barlow's Knoll, my gosh. The one
that's still up on the website.
The guy recited the Gettysburg Address and he said, oh, I thought he just said hi.
I thought he said hi.
No, it was Abraham Lincoln.
No, it was Forrest Gump 7 years ago.
You know, this is kind of sad for you a little bit, but as an active investigator, you know, it's...
I wouldn't know
you get that not-so-fresh feeling every once in a while?
No. Dr. Don has a course for that.
Yes, Dr. Don has a course for...
To be honest with you, you know, we've been at this for, I think, a little over 4 years now. And for me, the investigation is always the great part of it. But there is a secondary aspect that comes in with investigating that a lot of people don't realize. It's during the 4 years, it's not only the investigation itself that rocks. It's the people that you come in contact with.
The camaraderie.
Like us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, we've gotten to be able to do a lot of things that normal people don't be able to do.
Oh, yeah, that's really, yeah.
I mean, we've gotten to see, you know, the back rooms of buildings and stuff that the normal public don't get to see. We got to learn a lot of the history of local places that people don't know about. And we've also gotten to meet a lot of fabulous people, you know, whether it's our clients
fabulous.
Or you guys or you know, other people in the paranormal community. And for me personally, that's the really cool aspect
of
doing what we do.
Exactly. I mean, MPI as a group has stayed together. I mean, everybody, you know, batten down the hatches.
You know, and I'm not...
I mean, that doesn't happen all the time.
You know, yeah. That's, I think, to be honest with you...
But,
right.
I mean, that's the cornerstone. Yeah. That's the cornerstone of ghost hunting to me. A team that stays together, a team that, you know, can have a blast, still get a lot of investigating in. Things are now flying.
But, you know, that's the thing. You know,
it's like trying to do a show
that
Delta House.
You know, I'm not going to say it sets us apart from other teams or anything like that.
Toga.
Exactly. We're more... It's more of a family than just a paranormal
A very perverse family.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
A very dysfunctional family, but a family nonetheless.
Every weekend, to be honest with you, since October, I think I've been home 2 weekends. Other than that, it's been spending time with the team. You know, it doesn't matter what member it is, whether it's Chris, whether it's Aaron and Chris, or we're always together. We're more of a family than we are... We don't get together just to investigate.
This is like Zohan over here.
The camaraderie is there, and that's what I feel when I go on the when we go to the convention.
Absolutely.
Is when you're standing in the hallway, just like talking about incredible cases, or somebody like shows you these, you know, their photos, or they tell you a story about,
or you reach a certain part of the night where you just don't remember anymore.
Happens
a lot.
Or
Scott?
You wake up in a completely different hotel.
Hey,
that's
hey,
all
we are not going
no,
there.
No, we're not going there.
You will not live through the night.
Oh, my goodness. And I know this story, folks.
Philosophy or not, it's the people, for me personally, it's the people that we've come into contact with or that I've had the chance to come in contact with that makes it for me.
Yeah.
You know, the investigations are great. You know, that's obviously what you're out there for, you know, but like you said, the camaraderie that goes along in the paranormal field, and I know a lot of it's negative, but there's a lot of positive.
No, there is.
I want to see more of
there
that.
There totally is.
I want to see more of that. I mean, how many groups did we go through, Scott L?
Oh, we got a couple that were just horrific.
Disastrous.
They were absolutely.
And we never found a home like MPI.
Well, no. After a couple of rounds of that crap, I'm like, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Right. And
you know,
this
is my prerogative.
Like Chris
so.
and
Bobby Brown, everybody.
Kevin and other Chris.
You know, and I hope
Chris is around.
The fact that you know who that is.
I know.
You're
always welcome. I mean, you guys have welcomed us.
You are welcome, Doug. Scott and I not.
Body.
Oh, that's.
You know, that's the great part for me personally is I mean, you guys are always welcome. It's an extended family for us. You know, the people that we have.
Oh, yeah. Well, another thing, too, is you guys' goals and things with this stuff is very clear. And that's one thing we've discussed in the past and things like that. And I think what's going on, you said, you know, you mentioned there's a lot of negative, and there is a lot of positive out there.
Yeah, there is a lot
and
of
I,
positive.
And I really like to look at that. There are some funny things involved with that, though. Like one thing, Doug and I have witnessed this, and I've actually had to make comments on this stuff before to people where, you know, I've talked to people. Well, they're at conferences or, you know, we do our share of, like, radio interviews on the other side of the microphone, too, where people, you know, ask us questions and stuff. And I've been involved with conversations, whether it be in any of those forums, where I'll hear someone come on there and, you know, somebody else will be there. They'll be part of it, or we'll be talking to somebody, and they'll be like, so I'm working on this project, and it's going to be a pilot, and we're working on this. And with this, you know, we're part of, you know, the Ceiling Fan Paranormal Show, and, you know, and okay, great. And they go, and that's cool. All right, rocking, man. You guys are you're making it happen. You're in their face, and you're bebop. You're a rebel. Cool. But then I still have to ask them, like, okay, so you're doing this. So what is it that you exactly do within this paranormal thing? Do you study, you know, ghosts? Because at the end of the conversation, usually what I get is, you know, a lot of media appearances, press releases. You know, and pilots, you know.
As a good one, you know, yeah. I understand. You got to get your name out there just so people know that you're available.
Well, wait, hang on. Okay, I don't want to debate you on this, but I want to ask you that question because I've heard that come up a lot.
Right.
All right? But I'm going to, and we've been asked the same question. So how do I get my name out there? And my reply usually is, why?
It's word of mouth.
What's the point?
Well, the 99% of it is word of mouth. If you go out there and you actually do a good job and you satisfy the client, you know, if they learn of somebody who has an issue or a problem with you know, they think that is paranormal, they're going to refer you. You know, while we're here, we do, you know, MPI just like to have a good time. But when we're investigating, it's very serious. You know, we go out there and we're very professional and very respectful of the people.
Yeah,
I think that the respect, first and foremost, is key to getting your name out there. You know, you can't go out there and show these people, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, crap. I mean, you got to, if you come up with a logical reason of why things are happening, you got to tell your client, these are the reasons why we believe that these are happening. You know what, and usually 99% of the time, they're
99%
of the time.
They're
satisfied with that.
You know,
it's...
No, I know what you're saying.
You're right. Wait.
Damon is following me.
I just
question that you normally that you have posed to me in just regular.
Only if you do it in front of the microphone here.
Get closer.
What you always ask me is how can we particularly help a client?
Yeah, and I've asked that question.
Yeah, you have asked that. Technically, and what I do advise clients is that we, you know, as far as cleansing or get rid of a ghost, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. Can we teach coexistence? Or as far as what theory is based, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Now, it's one of those things where I keep coming back to that question. Scott L. asked me, well, how can we help these people? And it's like, well, understanding the natural phenomenon that could be, you know, attached to a haunting, understanding exactly what could be causing haunting, whether it be an attachment, whether it be a residual haunting, depending on the area of the haunting itself. And, you know, just going from there. And that's the one thing that keeps burning my mind. Every time I take a case, it's like, well, Scott said this. Exactly what can
now
I
you
do
shouldn't be using me as for any type of basis.
No, but, you know, it was one of those...
I made it abundantly clear. I'm full of crap over these years, so... No,
but it was just one of those questions that keeps burning in my mind. I thought it was a very valid question to ask.
Well, it is a question because I'm hearing it more and more. And to be frank, I'll lay it right out here on the line. For most people, I think it's a cop out.
Well, you know, I keep going back to the Ghostbusters analogy when it comes to things like that, Scott. I say, look, we don't march in with an Ecto One. We don't march in with proton packs, we can't stop this.
Yeah.
So what we can teach you how to either coexist or go ahead and just, you know, keep working with it. Try and do the whole self-empowerment thing.
Well,
and that's our best thing.
With that, I mean, it all boils down to a person's personal beliefs. You know, whether they want, you know, a cleansing done to their home or whether they want, you know, their former religion to come out and perform whatever ritual they want.
Yeah.
I mean,
we do try to.
I'm not qualified for that.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're
you
not
guys?
Either.
You,
so, I you mean, know what? We will take the step to contact those individuals and try to
I'm
get
fine.
Them to come out and help that person. But we don't offer that as a service.
You know what? I'm just. No. Go ahead, Wynn. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, guys, and then it's up to you. Very seriously, because I love the paranormal community, and I love what
yeah,
we...
so do I. Maybe they might not think that right now.
No, I do. I love it.
That's what I said. One of the best things about this is the people that we've come across.
Yeah.
I mean, we've this, been very blessed.
This community has been tainted. What made us great from the very beginning is that people were willing to work together
absolutely.
When we first came out. It's been tainted. Yeah. I seen a show... It's called Planet Earth. You guys might know it on the Discovery
I
Channel.
I love
it. Very
show.
Cool.
Well,
my son
love it.
Loves it. And I was watching just a couple weeks ago, and I thought about the paranormal community because they were talking about the wolf packs in Alaska, okay? I think it was Alaska.
Yeah.
And they saw the wolf packs together, males and females. They would all communicate together. They would work together to reach a common goal. If man came in and threw a piece of meat down, the alpha male would destroy any other man or woman that came near that to get to that piece of meat. And I thought about the community. I thought about the paranormal community because it's the same thing with TV and with radio interviews and with all this stuff going on and the money that's exchanging hands in the paranormal community, it's tainted everybody else because everybody, the alpha males, want to get to the top. And that's all I got to say, guys.
You know, Chris and I have talked about stuff like this, too, and it gets to the point, I mean, you can ask anybody out there who's contacted us.
A lot. Who's making money? There's a lot of people, guys.
But,
look
know,
at
we,
the TV.
Even groups, other teams, you know, you can look at it as, yeah, they're competition or whatever, but no, we've always opened our arms to anybody who has any kind of questions, needs help, you know, anything that they need from us, we've always offered that up to them. And I think, to be honest with you, and I'm going to be blank, that's what sets us apart from other people is because we do offer that to other, you know, other groups, other individuals. I mean, you have something, ask, you know, you have a question, ask us. We're more than happy to answer you.
Well,
to where other people, I hate to say this, are not open enough to answer.
But how many people in the community do you know if you called them and asked them for some kind of advice? Would they,
I hate to say that, yeah it's slim.
And that's because they're all trying to get to the top. They
right.
want the golden ticket.
And that's where, to be honest with you, your reputation precedes yourself. I mean, you have to be able to open your arms to individuals, clients, whoever needs help or has a question.
Wolf pack.
Well, the whole wolf pack aside, that's the one thing that's dividing the community is everybody's trying to be number one. If you...
Well, that's, yeah, and that's been going on for a while.
You,
I am number one, baby.
Yeah, I know you're number one, Chuck. But...
Actually.
I'm just trying to do number one.
That's right, I'm grabbing right here. But... When it comes right down to it, the whole thing is everybody needs to work together for the common goal. That's it. To develop this science further.
Peace and harmony.
Yeah, exactly. If we don't have that, how can we develop the theorem that's been out there so far?
Yeah, through that, though,
right.
Peace, and exactly. Peace and harmony is a wonderful thing. But the bottom line here is, you know, what it comes down to, I think, is that people... We should all get along.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Okay, but you're also going to have different opinions. Okay, if you don't have different opinions, you belong to a cult.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. All right,
and be prepared to take
the church.
Criticism.
The church of the funds. That
yeah.
Family
well,
Guy.
You know, so, you know where
hey.
You got to get it to a point. I you got to get it to a point where you know where you can agree to disagree. Doug and I agree to disagree on a lot of things.
Yeah,
I mean, we do. There's some things that we come to a point where we're like, whatever.
One thing we're going to have to agree on, though, is that the end of the show is nigh.
I know. Yeah. When I slept with you and Doug, it was like a big fight over who was going to be on top.
Yes.
Sean's really proud of that, actually.
What's the problem, Colonel?
It always is.
Thanks for the levity, Sean.
But, you know,
it was a big ordeal.
And I ended up winning, didn't I, Sean?
You did.
Hey, Sean, is that why you showed up with a bottle of Vaseline?
Talk about Wolfpack. Wow. Got a loose.
I have the steak.
I kicked it right out of the bedroom. I said, Doug, you're out of here. He's all mine.
I do think it's important for people to know, though, seriously, that there are groups out there that are willing to help.
Yeah,
anybody who comes out there. You know, we are one of them. So, you know, anybody out there
you know, who listens, if you have questions, you know, whether you're a group, an individual, or whatever, you know, feel free to hit us up, because we are very a very open group.
Bonnie's space, will you?
Bonnie's just...
over Bonnie, but I can see her cleavage.
Hey, a note to the rest of the community, keep up the good work. And, you know, just keep it going. Yeah. Help the clients. Yeah, I mean, that's all that's important.
This ain't no disco, baby.
Exactly.
Right?
That's right.
I...
Yeah, by the way.
Cool.
Everybody gets to dance.
Everybody gets to dance.
Go quit your day job, Wayne.
I was going to say something intelligent. It totally ran right off my mind.
You really were?
It's too late.
No,
it's possible?
That's where... Right.
I thought my wolf analogy was enough.
And that's
all
where
I
it's
ever,
at. You know,
I
went
ever. Deep. Pan up to the clock.
It's only 5.
You see what time it is.
Actually, that doesn't count, though, Doug, because we had to do it twice.
Hey, it's a hard time.
Twice?
Yeah.
Twice.
No, so...
Or Rock Band 2.
Everyone was shot, Wayne.
Scotty's on.
That's it. No,
I think many valid points were made.
No, I think a lot of valid points are made. I think the bottom line here, though, is just that, you know, go for yourself on this stuff. You know, what I tell people now is, you know, the team thing is great. You know, it didn't work for me. I don't know if it... Well, Doug has his crew. We're not part of it.
Doug's crew is MPI.
Right, I'm just joking.
His crew gets called once a week, yeah.
You know you guys are always...
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I'm just messing. But, you know... I think just go for yourself on this thing. And, you know, the biggest thing, again, is this, there is this idea of harmony. And I'm all about that, but I would like to see harmony with people who can actually have different opinions. And I think what happens with a lot of these things, like I said, is that there's just groups of people that go out there and they all think the same, they all do the same, period. And if you say anything against that, you know, then you get crucified.
And that's
not cool.
You know, I think there should be different opinions inside
absolutely
the group. I mean,
that's what drives with this.
All the time. You know,
that's what drives the study,
yep.
And that's what I. That when I, you know, in 1847, when I started like studying this stuff and whatnot, and you know, just
1847.
Well, yeah, because as
that
you know,
was like
as
100
you know,
years after Doug.
As you know, I've been
almost to the day.
Yeah, you know,
well, I've been an expert in the field of the paranormal for 30 years now. So.
The
you know,
whole point
one thing
is,
I gotta say, Scott, is I one of my opinions. I think the paranormal community is superstitious. I think the more and more, the longer that we get more educated in the paranormal field, we get more and more superstitious.
Yeah,
and I think something's going down with that. I think we're
the bottom
we're
line
a bunch of superstitious
is
cats, man.
There's
we,
a paranormal
how far
cult
are we
out
from
there
Salem,
that wants everything to be sunshine and bubbles.
Yeah. And that's something that
and
that's
we all
to
know.
Addressed.
I don't do sunshine.
Let's address it right now. Okay, we're going on to the midnight hour.
No, we're going
to
the
midnight
hour.
Chuck and your sexy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Director's clock.
It's 12 o'clock.
We're gonna. I think we're going to sign off.
It's a wrap.
Thank you guys for the last 7 years. We really appreciate it. Don't know if you're all going to be listening after tonight. Whatever. No, we really sincerely, everybody who's ever listened to the show in the past, because we have people that come in and out. You know,
mm-hmm.
Anybody that's ever listened in the past, people that listen now, people that listen in the future. Shut up. Everybody shut up. Done being nice.
Well, let's give it up for Ghostly Talks.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah. Woo!
We're in our eighth year of broadcast.
Thank you, guys. I mean you, Benji.
Okay, Helen Keller.
I knew I should have kept my headphones on. Thank you, guys. Everybody out there, we really appreciate it. And we're going to be around. We're not going nowhere. Don't forget us. We are Ghostly Talk, and we play rock and roll.
Yes, and I have to say thank you to all of the affiliates, of course. We mentioned a lot up at the...
Yeah, all of our buddies. Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for working with us.
And then, of course, the listeners. I mean, people who listen.
Yeah, can't thank you enough.
People who are our...
You're welcome.
You know,
listeners right here.
Thank you
for showing up.
My name's Paul.
Yes.
I listen.
Our peers.
They are
our peers. And thank you so much, everybody.
So we're going to be back next week in full force again. We've been off for a couple weeks here getting our lives straightened out with work and stuff like that. And we're finally, I think we're back to where we need to be. So we're going to be back in full force next week live like we've always been doing since day one. This has always been a live show. It always will be a live show. This has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we'll see you guys soon. And thanks again for the last 7 years.